Welcome into an episode of Behind the Bench here on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks 2025-26 NHL season has come to a close after they fell to the Vegas Golden Knights in the second round of the 2026 Stanley Cup playoffs. What a first year it was for head coach Joel Quenneville at the helm of it. He spoke with the media following the team's exit.
Well, coach, it's been a little over 12 hours. How do you kind of digest last night's game and maybe just the season as a whole?
Yeah, I think last night's game was an end of a nice playoff run for us. I thought there's a lot of positives to take out of the playoff experience, playing big games, having 3-2 in our favor and doing, getting it done and learning, being exposed at 3-2 to ending the season, something you can take going forward. It's kind of a reflection on a year. It's kind of a lot of positivity that you're proud of the way the guys competed. The fact that we fought back in many games and we looked like we were getting nowhere in the course of games. So I think that young guys did well, the older guys did well. Collectively, I think we picked each other up at some key moments of the season. And I think it's something to build off going forward that we took a really big step. But it's still, everybody wants to get to the next step. And the biggest step is a bigger challenge. So that's what we're thinking about this offseason going into this next year. But not too many teams are happy at the end of a hockey season. So we'll be pleased and move forward.
What was the message to the group this morning?
Well, we haven't talked to them. I haven't talked to the guys yet. I mean, there's a bunch of the younger guys are in here right now. But, Pat and I, we haven't talked, anything about the recapping. I think we'll be looking at it in a lot of positive ways and look to, always trying to get better in our game. And, there's a lot of nice ingredients around us that we have already at our disposal. We got a really nice team to work with, so we haven't talked yet, so we'll see how that plays out.
Coming out of last night, coming out of the locker room, a couple of the words that were being used were that this was a spark. This was a spark for the group.
Yeah.
That hungry is another one of those words whatsoever. When you hear that, what does that make you feel about what this group wants to do going forward?
Well, I'd say it's a good thing to hear, because that's the where you got to get to. I think that the fact that we got to play playoff hockey, the fact the way we got exposed to playing, when I say exposure, to playing, two real good hockey teams that, won a cup recently, went to two finals in a row in their situation. So it was like we were, we got battle-tested teams with a group that, did some amazing things over the course of the season, had two great stretches, and now we learned, that exposure, how much fun it can be, and how important it is that everybody got to be a key piece and contribute in a meaningful way, in a positive way. I thought the guys were very good in that area, no matter where they were contributing and sometimes not playing. Their participation and doing everything they could was healthy for our team as well, and pushed everybody in a good way as well.
How much will you pay attention to or perhaps even be involved in what Pat does over this off season in terms of, maneuvering this roster and what he gets done, what doesn't get done, or whatever?
Yeah, that's something that I'll see. I mean, a lot of that stuff going in the last season was in place. I don't think that, I had no familiarity with basically almost any of the players. Mm-hmm. So this year, we got some pretty good idea of what we have and how that how that's going to be talked about or worked out. But I imagine that Beaker will be talking to everybody around the team, but he's got a really good group of guys that work with him, and that have worked with him to this point as well. And so we all have some, I'm sure, shared ideas. And you know, ultimately, you know, he's very good and diligent about moving forward and making the right decisions or doing the best he can to make it the best it can be for us.
Obviously, this is a big first step for them to get into this contention and feel that. But what do you feel the team is missing at this point? What do they need to work on the most going into next year?
I thought that one of the biggest things that probably doesn't look up in what we accomplished this year, but I think at the end of the year, our numbers, thinking that we have to keep the puck out of our net, were defensively, I think we had numbers that we can look like we turned the corner a little bit on how we have to play in our own end. From the start of the year, we keep saying we got to be better defensively, got to be better defensively. I think our D-zone coverage was improved, and our power play was net was had a big step forward in that area. Penalty killing had had some strides, you know, I think our team game, you know, offensively and defensively, pretty good over the course of a season. And, you know, so we saw some improvement in some younger kids. We saw some contributions from older guys. You know, that we'll say that age gap that not too many guys were in the middle grouping. I think that the way we looked at it as a staff, I mean, I don't care how old or how young you are. I mean, you know, it's like we expect everybody to do the best you can, and knowing that, you know, we understand who's young and there's things you can grow and along with and learn and you know, you got some patience for. At the same time, I think our guys were, you know, kept pushing that to get up to speed and you know, no excuses and finding ways and to overcome whatever deficiencies but the willingness to do what we were looking for was very receptive. Our coaching staff was outstanding, discounting the head coach. And we had a lot of fun.
When we talk about some of the young guys, you made a point early in the season to give sweater letters to some of those guys, to give them A's, to give them that leadership experience. When it comes to, you know, whether or not Ratko's going to be on the team, it could be a time to change over the leadership to this young core that you know, bestowed that upon. What did you see from them in taking on the leadership roles that they were given and how they kind of embraced that as the season went along into the playoffs?
I think each player that we're talking about, the younger guys, all were fine with it. I think that having that, you could say, added responsibility, I think we try to give it the A's and to guys that, younger guys that know they're a big part of the future, that, hey, you just got to go out there and play hockey. You know, be yourself and come to the rink and represent how a good pro in that position would grow and that leadership role, or, you know, but at the same time is we're counting on these guys to be a big part of the team, and taking ownership of it at that stage of their career is a great compliment. And we don't want it to affect how you're going to play. Just carry yourself the way you always have in your life, and when you come playing this sport and your game, that's basically what we're asking them to do. And I think you know, they've achieved good things to this point. You know, just keep moving along that chain.
This is your first year in the market. Will you be sticking around over the summer? And what plans do you have for the offseason?
We'll be going back to Connecticut this summer. My wife and I got maybe a couple, three grandkids for the first time coming in the next little while here. So we'll that'll be on the front burner for a month or two or three.
Your introductory press conference, Pat had said that you had planned to reach out to some local organizations, survivors of sexual abuse, sexual assault. Has there been any progress on that front, and will that be something that you'll be immersing yourself in this summer as well?
I've always been very diligent in staying in tune with the work that I started over the process of 4 years. And continuation with different groups has been ongoing as well. The organization here in the community has been very involved and participated in a number of little activities. And I'm looking forward to doing that once again.
I just want to ask you one about Lukasz. You guys backed him all season long, and we've saw the clutch saves that he made repeatedly through the season. But do you think that there is another level that he can get to? Because certainly he has the talent and the ability.
Yeah, goaltenders, you know, it's certainly a, you know, the position gets magnified. We know the importance of it, and it becomes a different story come playoff time. You know the importance of goaltending, the factor of influencing wins and losses and momentum in games. And, you know, and I thought that Dosti, regular season, he had a great start. He had a, you know, good stretches, won some games for us. We really relied on him there a lot this season, played a lot of hockey, probably more than we probably thought at the beginning of the season. Had to throw in the Olympics, and then you got 12 more playoff games, and that's a lot of hockey. At the same time, you know, we rely on him, we count on him, and whether it's the workload or whatever, but it was one of those years that, you know, I think that finding him, do we want to play him as much as we did this year, next year? That's something we can visit, and knowing that, you know, that's a that's part of the discussion we'd probably be having with him. But it's more so, hey, we love the kid. He's got great, he's a great teammate. He's one of the guys, and not your traditional goaler.
So Leo and Cutter have a big impact in round one, maybe less so in round two. What did you think of their game as the ice got kind of shrunk and tightened up there?
Yeah, they did. They did a nice job on those guys, and I think that you know, you got to give Vegas credit because they're stingy. Their middle's not a lot of room. Their protection of the goal area, you know, and their gap was good. Their defense are pretty mobile, and they didn't give up the rush game that we got in the prior series. And so we'll. You know, I still thought Cutter had some good games as the series progressed in the series. Leo's started off all right, and that line was okay at the end. But net, that experience is only going to make him knowing how hard it is to achieve and how much fun it can be. And knowing that you're going to get some interest every single shift, and they're going to be making sure that you're going to be limited. So that's a good exposure that we're going to learn from, and he can, you know, get to apply it going forward.
The young guys did step up in big ways in the playoffs, but were you a little disappointed in the way that the downfall in some of those games was the play of veterans, whether it was certain turnovers at the wrong times and things like that, that kind of skew how those series went?
Every game is a different game. You're looking at one moment, you know. But you know, we had some tough losses in the game. First game was a tough loss, and then you had, you know, game five overtime. You know, it could have been, you know, those are moments that are like, okay, but it's not particularly how old you are or how much, you know, experience you have. But you know, but going forward, you know, those are lessons that we know that every shift's important, and playing. You know, whatever you got to do to get the job done, that's what makes it so much fun. And the accountability that goes along with that, that's something that we've talked about at the start of the series, or in each series. And, you know, taking ownership is part of it, and, you know, living up to it and saying, hey, I got to be better in that situation. And, you know, that's not a bad lesson to apply.
And then just one more on that individual. Jackson was incredible against Edmonton, right? He's such a huge part of why that series went the way it did. Maybe less of an impact against Vegas. What did you see from his playoff start to finish?
I thought he'd take a big step forward, and I really liked the way he played. I mean, he was a factor. Had some big hits in the Vegas series that, you know, and he was outstanding in the Edmonton series. Had a lot of ice time, had the puck a lot, you know, skated through a number of neutral zones, through people, past people. You know, his partner helps as well and made a nice pair. Certainly, you know, Jackson's upside as a defenseman in our game is gigantic.
Decor in general had a lot of moving parts this year. Call-ups, depth guys, trade acquisitions. You know, regardless of who comes back next year, what would you like to see from them as a unit to tighten up your defense core?
Yeah. Defensively, you know, you did have a number of movement, who was playing, what position, different partners. You know, I think that's with young defense, inexperienced defense, when you look at the games played, you know, that's one position where you can say, you know, the experience at some point is going to kick in and it's going to be beneficial. The more you play, the more you see it, the more ice time you play in a game is better for you. That's a moving part, though, that I think that as a team we got to get better. And I think we got some organizationally, that's part of our discussions. But, you know, I still thought with the group we had, I thought they did a nice job of trying to get better and learning the game and learning what it takes to be a consistent pro, which we like the best description of it, a good defenseman is predictability. And I thought there was some improvement in that area.
Beckett Seneca was one of three guys that played every game, going from juniors to the NHL. How much did he surprise you this year?
Well, he surprised me by when he's the first day of training camp, first couple of days, I'm watching him from the summer to that next stage. And his training camp was just okay. And then he started the season and he got off to a nice start. And all of a sudden he was just, you know, getting better and better and learning the game and adapting to the game. And basically it's a big step from where he was and where he is. And, you know, there's a lot playing in the NHL. You got a lot more responsibilities than just trying to score a goal every single shift. And I thought he made big strides in the overall part of the game. I thought he got physical as the season grew, which is probably something that's tough to do. And you know, took on more responsibility. I liked how we stepped forward in the big games here against Vegas. And, you know, didn't get deterred. They had a lot of tension on him. But he was very effective in what we needed to do. We love his attitude. He's one of the guys. You know, he's a good kid. He's going to be fun to watch him grow.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.